Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are talking today about not being able to stop talking. And I'm not talking about anything talking, but we will see. In Acts chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have heard, seen, and heard." We cannot stop talking of what I've seen and heard. This verse is part of Peter and John's response to the Jewish leaders who have commanded them not to talk or teach or speak about the name of Jesus. Instead of backing down, they boldly declare that they cannot remain silent about what they had witnessed themselves. Their words reflect the deep conviction and personal experience what they had. They had personally walked with Jesus, they had seen his miracles, they had witnessed the crucifixion, and even more so, they have experienced the risen Lord after the resurrection. Their faith was not based on second-hand stories. It was based on real experience with Jesus. This phrase, "we cannot stop telling," suggests that sharing the gospel was not just a choice for them. It's not something they wanted to do, but they were compelled to do that. To preach the name of Jesus. The truth of Jesus Christ was so powerful and the life-changing that they could not keep silent. This verse is very example of bold obedience. Even though the Sanhedrin had, that is the Jewish court, had already gave them the command to be quiet. But Peter and John, they understood that God's authority was higher than any human authorities. They refused to be silent, no matter the cost. At this, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling court, had complete authority over religious and legal matters in Jerusalem. They had already been responsible for Jesus' death, and now they were trying to stop the message from Jesus. The message should not be spread anymore. Peter and John had been arrested for preaching the Lord Jesus Christ and for healing a crippled man in the temple. The religious leaders were furious, but this miracle was undeniable, so they could not punish them openly without risking backlash from their people. Instead, they threatened them and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, their response shows that the apostles were no longer afraid. They stood in front of the powerful leaders, boldly declaring that nothing could stop them from preaching about Jesus. A true encounter with Jesus changes everything. Everything. Peter and John were not sharing theories or opinions or discussions. They had personally seen Jesus' power, his death, his resurrection, and he gave them the courage to speak openly and boldly. The gospel cannot be silenced. The most recent attempt of during the lockdown was to close all the churches and stop the message from being preached. But no amount of threats, persecution, or opposition can stop the truth of Jesus from being proclaimed. His followers will always speak about him because his message is too powerful to be contained. Obedience to God is more important than obedience to men. The Sanhedrin had legal authority, but God's command to preach the gospel was greater. Peter and John chose to obey God rather than human authorities. Faithfulness to Jesus requires boldness. Following Christ is not always easy, and sometimes it means standing firm in the face of opposition. Peter and John show that the faith is not afraid, that true faith is not afraid to speak the truth. This verse is short but powerful. It is structured as a firm declaration, not a question, not an argument, but a statement of certainty and conviction. We cannot help speaking. The apostles were compelled to share the gospel. It was not just a duty or a natural response to what they had experienced, what we have seen and heard. Their message was based on eyewitnesses' testimony, not speculation and not second-hand information. The simplicity of the statement makes it even more powerful. The Sanhedrin had given strict orders, but they responded with unshakable resolve. In the Bible, we have many stories of boldness for God. In Jeremiah, he said in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, then I said, Jeremiah, we are fed up. He said, God, I don't want to preach the gospel anymore. Always have to proclaim war and destruction and problems. So he said, then I said, I will not mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart, like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. He was compelled. He had to preach the gospel, otherwise there's a fire inside. Peter and John had the same experience. They could not be silent. It says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and Judea, and Samaria, and to the whole earth. Now when you read this verse, you understand it is not a command. It's a statement. It's not a command. He didn't say, go and preach the gospel. It's you are doing it. So there is nothing, a statement, you are preaching the gospel. This is what happened at this incident. In Matthew 10, 32 and 33, we read, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So, to proclaim the name of Jesus wherever we are, whatever the opposition may be. The apostles boldly acknowledge Jesus despite opposition. Romans 1:16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. It is a power. To preach the gospel gives power. Later, when the apostles were threatened again, Peter responded, "We must obey God rather than human beings." Obey God rather than human beings. We have other accounts of boldness. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, it says, "If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up." This is three men who went into the fiery oven, and they didn't care. They said, "We will stick to God." In Daniel 16, it says, "So the king gave this command, and they were brought Daniel and cast him in a lion's den." Another example of boldness. These men refused to obey the king for trusting God. We will not bow. We will not fall in sin. This verse challenges us to ask ourselves, are we bold enough for sharing the name of Jesus? Or do we stay silent because of the pressure? Peter and John, they spoke out because they have personally experienced the power of Jesus. As believers today, we have the same responsibility. If we truly know Jesus, if we truly know Jesus and understand what he has done for us, how can we keep it for ourselves? The world may try to silence the gospel, but our calling is to speak the truth no matter the cost. Whether through personal conversation or social media or daily interaction, we must be faithful in sharing what we have seen and heard about Jesus and what we have experienced in our own lives with him. This verse also reminds us that boldness comes from knowing God. Boldness comes from knowing God personally. If we feel hesitant about sharing the faith, the answer is not to force ourselves, but to grow closer to Jesus. Grow closer to Jesus. The more we experience his power, the more naturally we will talk and speak about him. God's love is seen in how he gives his people boldness to share the truth. He does not leave us alone. He fills us with the Holy Spirit so that we can proclaim his name without fear. This verse also shows God's love in how he reveals himself through real experience. Peter and John were not repeating empty traditions. They were speaking from the personal encounter they had with Jesus. God wants all of his people to experience him deeply, not just about hear about him, not just to know about him. Many people know about Jesus, but not many have an experience. This verse also reminds us that God's love cannot be silenced. It cannot. No government law or threat can stop the power of the message. His love continues to be proclaimed across the world, no matter what the opposition may be. This verse directly connects us to Jesus because his name is the reason for the opposition. If somebody opposes you when you preach the gospel, it's because of the name of Jesus. You can proclaim any rubbish and they will listen to you. But opposition comes when you speak the name of Jesus. The Sanhedrin had no problem with religious teachers, but they could not tolerate the name of Jesus. Jesus himself was bold in speaking the truth. He stood before the same religious leaders and never backed down from declaring who he was. Now, his disciples were following his example. Jesus had prepared them. He prepared his followers of what is to come. He told them in John 15 that the world would hate them because of him. The apostles' courage came from Jesus' resurrection. They had seen him alive. Alive. They talked to him. They moved with him. And this gave them this confidence to speak, knowing that death has been defeated. Even if they kill them, they will live. This verse is a direct fulfillment of Jesus' command to his witnesses. Even under threats, Peter and John continue the mission that Jesus had started. The mission was urgent and could not be stopped. Whoever calls himself a Christian must have this same boldness and the same zeal that people shall be saved and delivered. Whoever calls himself a Christian must have this. He must have the urgency to proclaim the power of the name of Jesus. If you cannot feel that urgency, you have to ask yourself why. What holds you back from speaking about Jesus more openly? How can you grow in boldness and confidence in sharing your faith? It's a tragedy that when Christians are more involved in discussing church politics instead of proclaiming the gospel. There are so many in the world who need encouragement and salvation. We have solution for all the world's problems. We have the solution. We cannot keep quiet when the gospel is mocked. We cannot keep quiet when children are molested and indoctrinated. We cannot keep quiet when people go hungry and become slaves. We cannot keep quiet as long as criminals destroy families and people's lives. We cannot keep quiet when injustice is practiced by leaders who should be examples. There's so many who need our teaching, our encouragement, our proclaiming that Jesus loves them. Many have never heard the message of the love of God. They look at Christians and the church and they turn in disgust because they see injustice and no love. How can you encourage others to be bold in their faith and share the gospel? You can only encourage them by being an example yourself. We are called to share Jesus Christ boldly. The apostles knew the truth and nothing could silence them. May we live with the same passion and courage and conviction, proclaiming the name of Jesus wherever we go. He is what the world needs. The world needs Jesus. He is the solution to every problem. Bring the good news to those who are waiting for